ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। इन दिस तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद भाष्य पाठ, हैविंग कंप्लीटेड द कंटेंट्स ऑफ 11 सेक्शंस, 11 अनुवाकास, बिफोर एंटरिंग इनटू द 12th अनुवाका, हैविंग द शांति पाठ, कंक्लूडिंग शांति पाठ, वी आर सीइंग शंकर भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी where he just presents the different views of karma kandis. Who happen to be purapakshinaha, people who present their objections, and with their commitment to only karma, having only artha kamas as their goals, who always consider karma alone to be important, who think that even jnanam is not at all required for the attainment of moksha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada presenting their different views, and he has been negating them, and we are still half the way. And today we're going to see the new argument of a Purapakshi. As I said, Adishankar Bhagavatpada, as Bhashyakaraha, as commentator of on this Upanishad, he himself presents the Purapakshi's views, the possible views, and he beautifully negates them also. And this presenting Purapakshi's views and negating them, pointing out the logical loopholes, is for enhancing our clarity, for steadying our understanding. Okay. Now we have to see today, before we go to this new Purapakshi's, the new view, objection. Let us remember presenting many beautiful quotes from Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shankara Bhagavatpada negated the view, the combination of jnanam and karma is not possible, is not required for the attainment of moksha. As a means of attainment of moksha, combining karma and jnanam is not possible, is not necessary. That he explained. The one reason was, karma and jnanam are opposed to each other. In jnanam, all karakas, all accessories required for karma become negated. Whereas all accessories are important for performing karma. Therefore, karma and jnanam are opposed to each other. So combining karma and jnanam is not possible. Again, the whole samsara being caused by very ignorance, removal of ignorance needs only jnanam. Karma is not at all required for resolving the ignorance. Karma cannot resolve ignorance because karma is ignorance friendly. Karma itself being any karma, any action, mundane or religious activity, being a product of ignorance, any karma is ignorance friendly. It cannot remove ignorance. Only jnanam can resolve ignorance. Thereby, ignorance caused samsara bondage also can be resolved only by ignorance, jnanam. Combining karma with jnanam is not necessary. That he already explained. Ataha virodaha vidya karmanoho. Therefore, there is contradiction between karma and jnanam, vidya and karma. Ataha samuchaya anupapatti. Therefore, there is impossibility of combining karma and jnanam. And it is not possible, as he explained. Tatra yaduktam samhatabhyam vidya karmabhyam moksha iti tat anupapannam. It is not at all possible. Combining karma and jnanam is not possible. This we have seen already. Correct? Okay. Now we are going to see Purapakshi's new objection. Okay. Purapakshi's objection. What is that? Vihitatvat karmanam shruti virodha iti chet. This is the objection. Shruti virodha. Still, saying that karma and jnanam cannot be combined, the combination of karma and jnanam, combination of jnanam and karma is not possible. It was said and explained, and here Purapakshi still has this problem. Karmanam vihitatvat shruti virodaha. Shruti virodaha means what? Saying that karma is not at all required for the attainment of moksha. Karma is, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not say karma is useless. Performance of any action serves its purpose. In the sense, Vaidikam karma or Laukikam karma, any karma performed serves as a means of accomplishing artha kamas, which is very much needed for living this life. Karma performed in conformity with dharma contribute for accumulation of punyam. Definitely, performance of karma is important, necessary. It does serve a purpose. And the same karma when performed with the proper attitude, having one's focus on mental preparation, it does contribute for the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, performance of karma is very important, very useful. It is necessary. This fact is not denied here. What is denied is karma is required as a means of attainment of moksha. It has been combined with jnanam. This is what is not accepted here. This non-acceptance of karma as a means of attainment of moksha, or the importance of karma, that karma has to be combined with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha, is not acceptable, and this is taken to be contradictory by Apurupakshi. He says, all these rituals contained in the Purva Bhagaha of the Veda Shastram, the earlier part, the first part of the Veda Shastram, the voluminous portion of the Veda Shastram, consists of countless number of rituals. And all the rituals, all the karmas have been ordained by the Veda Shastra. Karmanam vihitattvam asti means what all the rituals, all the karmas do enjoy the status of being ordained, prescribed by the Veda Shastram. Therefore, as they have been ordained by the Veda Shastram, prescribed by the Veda Shastram, not accepting the karma as a means of attainment of moksha contradicts the Shruti. This is what is Purapakshi's view. Again, why this? He says this. We'll see that. The voluminous portion of Veda Shastram, Shrutihi, prescribes all rituals, including the mental activities known as Upasanam. And the end portion, or is called Jnana Kandaha, Vedanta Shastram alone, discusses the nature of the reality, Atma or Brahma. Here, before we enter into the next line, the first portion where rituals are prescribed, meditations are discussed, there the doership is accepted. Doership on the part of the Atma is accepted. Enjoyership is accepted. All the karakas, all the accessories involved in performing an action or ritual are accepted in the Karma Kanda. Accepting the doership and enjoyership, accepting all the karakas involved in performing an action or ritual, Veda Shastram, the Karma Kanda of the Veda, prescribes, ordains rituals, varieties of rituals for accomplishing varieties of ends, specifically all artha kamas, related to varieties of ends in terms of artha kamas. So there, Veda Shastram accepts a human being's understanding, accepts the human being as he is, as she is. Accepting human being as he is, as she is, means accepting human being as an ignorant person, accepting the ignorance, accepting the ignorance caused erroneous self-perception, accepting the adhyaropa a human being has, accepting all the erroneous notions a human being entertains about oneself, accepting the emotional issues the human being has based on the erroneous notions one has about oneself, Accepting the human being's emotional issues means accepting the person, his desires, likes and dislikes, all the other emotions. Accepting the human being as he or she is, as he is. Accepting the human being as he is. Vedashastram prescribes rituals. That doesn't mean Veda accepts the erroneous perception of a human being as a right perception. Accepting the reason for the erroneous perception, Vedashastram prescribes. Again, Vedashastram knows the Shruti Mata has in mind that every human being ultimately needs to discover the truth, discover the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self. Only in discovering the truth, one's fundamental problem, the common human universal fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I will be resolved. Only when the fundamental problem will be resolved, a human being can free oneself from this bondage of samsara. And resolution of fundamental problem is purely dependent on resolving the very ignorance. And for resolving the ignorance, what human mind needs is jnanam. Even though what is ultimately required for the human mind is jnanam, but a human mind is not ready for that jnanam. So Shastram has to somehow take care of the human being until the person becomes ready for that jnanam. It's very important to take care of the human being. Taking care of the human being means taking care of the human mind. Just for the emotional well-being of the human being, to keep the person in right track, to enable him to maintain his emotional well-being, put him in the right track, Shastram prescribes many, many, many rituals. The Rohu of rituals, and also many, many varieties of ends. So Shastram, the mother herself, Shruti Mata herself encourages her children. Veda Pita encourages the human beings to involve themselves in rituals, to be focused, to enjoy the benefits of the rituals also. Having in mind that the performance of rituals, performance of actions, accomplishing the time-bound ends, enjoying the time-bound ends, in due course of time, there will be possibility of learning from one's life experiences. Thereby, one can grow out of desire for the time-bound ends. Naturally, a person will become dispassionate. Dispassion is something beautiful, wonderful, which has to be discovered by discovering the limitations of everything in life. That's why dispassion is something beautiful, which is born of the understanding of the limitations of all accomplishments in life. Anything accomplished as a result of an action, result of effort. It is when a person becomes naturally a blossomed person, naturally as a person of Viveka, இஸ் அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் வைராக்கியம், அவேகவான், வைராக்கியவான். அண்ட் ஹீ வில் பி இமோஷனலி வெல் செட்டில் தட் ஹீ வில் பி ஏபிள் டு ஃபோக்கஸ். ஹீ கேன் ஹாவ் அ ஸ்டெடி மைண்ட். ஸோ ஹீல் பி எலிஜிபிள் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் லிசனிங், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், dwelling upon, assimilating the teaching of the Gyana Kanda. Thereby he can, in due course of time, attain the Gyanam and discover the absolute end. That needs that assimilation, having ascertained vision of the truth, in the wake of which you have completely different perspective, where he'll discover his own sarupam being what he has been searching for, so which makes the life really complete and successful, for which one has to be mentally stable, steady, intellectually sharp. That mental preparation is not at all possible unless a person goes through a life of dharma. So in order to live a life of dharma, also to learn one's life's experiences also, one has to fulfill one's naturally born desires in conformity with dharma. Therefore, to encourage a person, to drive the tamas from a person, Shastram prescribes the karmas so the person can become rajasic. One has to become rajasic in order to ultimately become sattvic. Finally, to resolve the sattva also, to free oneself from even, to discover oneself being even free from sattva also, one has to become sattvic. To become predominantly sattvic, one has to become rajasic first. So, to become rajasic, one must drive with tamas. So to enable a person drive away tamas, Shastram prescribes karmas. When you become rajasic, and gradually has to become sattvic. This is what is proper gradual growth, maturity. Then one can discover oneself being free from all these three gunas, nirgunaha. One has to discover oneself being free from all these three gunas. So, Shastram prescribes karma only the intention of the welfare of, taking the welfare of the human mind. That is why I told you many times, if we call the Veda Shastram Shrutihi, Veda is revered as mother, one whose interest is only in child's well-being. You will call Veda as Vedaha, then Veda is a father. Mother and father always take care of the children. Similarly, Veda Shastram, Shruti Mata, takes care of her children, taking care of the emotional well-being, so that they accomplish the ultimate goal. Taking care of emotional well-being is to enable a person to accomplish the ultimate goal. No Veda Shastra, no mantra in the Veda ever says anywhere that one should get stuck only with the karma. Pujya Swamiji used to say this: if any mother buys a toy for a child, happily mother and father buy toys for the children happily, where they want their children to be happy. And they enjoy seeing the children playing with the toys when they are young. The same parents do expect the children to grow out of their interest in the same toys. And they'll be very unhappy when they see, find the children, even after becoming grown-up children, still interested in playing with the toys. In the same way, Shruti Karma Kanda of Vedashastram prescribes varieties of rituals for accomplishing varieties of ends to fulfill various desires also. But Karma Kanda thinks just because Veda prescribes the karmas, Vihitatvat karmanam, as the rituals, karmas have the status of being ordained, prescribed by the Vedashastram, not accepting the Vedashastram, then Karma Kanda, rituals or karma as a means of attainment of the ultimate goal, contradicts the Shruti. Opposed to the Shruti. This is Purapakshi's view. Shankara Bhagavatpada assumes such thought of the Purapakshi. Therefore, he presents it here. Then, this is one thing. Second thing, if Karma Kanda of the Vedashastram does accept the doership, enjoyership, does accept all the accessories required for performing the action, the rituals. There's a reason why Vedashastram accepts doership and enjoyership. Okay, in the very beginning itself, if Shastram says, you are Atma, you are Brahma, Tattvamasi, and you are free from karma, you have no doership, no enjoyership, and you are all pervasive reality, Atma, you are happiness yourself. If Shastram discusses the same in-depth teaching in the very beginning, the human being who is not able to, who is not even prepared to understand the teaching, cannot understand exactly what is being said and will reject the Vedashastram entirely. So initially, one must find Vedashastram to be accepted. One must accept Vedashastram. Veda wants us to accept Vedashastram. In order to make us accept Vedashastram, win our hearts first, Vedashastram accepts us, understands our problems, accepts as we are, as human beings, as we are. So without denying our perceptions, the erroneous perceptions, without denying our perception, duality is real. Shastram accepts our perception. According to us, duality is real. The perception of duality is real for us. So Shastram accepts our perception of duality, accepts that our understanding the duality is real. By accepting us, Shastram wins our hearts. If you accept another person as he or she is, you have won the other person's heart. You're not able to accept the other person just because the other person is not right. Other person need not be right, may not be right. still you must be able to accept the other person as he or she is, from the standpoint of where the person is. It's very important. So Shastram accepts us, understanding our problem, exactly where we are. And Shastra makes us feel accepted, we means the human beings, and we like the Shastra. Not only that, Shastra also prescribes karma. Come on, do this, encourages. Do you want this end? Perform this ritual. Do you want this end? Perform this ritual. Come on, if you want this end, if you perform this ritual, you can fulfill this end. Varieties of like IKEA shop, isn't it? Enter there, whatever you want, any furniture you want for the house, you can pick up. You have to walk along here and there. You can pick up anything. So karma kanda prescribe any end you want to accomplish, there is ritual for everything. It's very interesting. Oh, I want that, I want this, I want this, I want this. Come on, varieties of rituals are or prescribed in the karma kanda of the Shastram. Therefore, what? People who have countless number of desires, likes and dislikes, is very interesting for them, you know, to find many rituals being prescribed there. They can choose a ritual of their own interest. Exactly, people like to go to IKEA. Why? Once you enter there, you don't need to buy everything, but you can walk in, you can pick up what you want. You can fulfill your desire, specific thing, what you want. Similarly, karma kanda prescribes such rituals. Once we accept Vedashastra, when Shastra accepts us, when we also accept Vedashastra, we in a sense, the human beings who are naturally endowed with the countless number of desires, not knowing the reason for desires, not knowing the cause of desires, people simply have desires. They do not know what these desires are, why these desires are, why should I fulfill these desires? By fulfilling these desires, what I can have? What is, will I be able to have everlasting happiness? They do not know anything. They helplessly, they have the symptoms of the disease of ignorance, you know, of desires. They're helpless. They had to do something to fulfill those desires. Therefore, Shastram prescribes rituals. That does not mean Shastram expects them to be performing rituals throughout their lives. No. Okay. So Shastram prescribes. Which means with the Shastram, as though accepting the doership, as though accepting the enjoyership, as though accepting all these karakas, such as apadanam, sampradanam, karta, karma, karanam, adhikaranam, etc. Shastram prescribes rituals. Then, when you come to jnana kanda, what happens in jnana kanda? Jnana kanda, Shastram helps a person. Once we accept Shastram, and gradually Shastram invokes trust in us. By invoking trust in us, whatever Shastram says is correct because it helped me. When I did perform this ritual, I could get this result. When I followed the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, definitely one can see how the Shastra's words do not fail. So invoking the trust in us, the same Shastram gradually helping us discover some dispassion and viveka, gradually presents the subtle teaching, the nature of the reality as the nature of one's own self. And Shastram says, in discovering this Swarupam, what you actually searching for through other pursuits, result of actions, through all the results of actions, through all your accomplishments, whatever you have been searching for is actually available only here. As the very nature of the reality, obtaining as your own sarupam, and which you have to discover. All that you need is jnanam. In knowing this truth, ignorance will resolve. Once ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused all problems will resolve for good. Shastram teaches. There in the Jnana Kanda, and Shastram when teaches the nature of the reality, there it negates the doership. There it negates the enjoyership. It negates all the karakas. My God, the same Veda Mata who accepted all that kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, karakani in the very beginning, later on at the end, in that end portion, negates. There is no kartrutvam, there is no bhoktrutvam, there is no karaka, no accessories. There are no accessories. In fact, the performer is Atma, the performance is Atma, the performed action is Atma, devatas are Atma, oblations offered are Atma, the fire into which oblations are offered is Atma. Ultimately, all the time-bound ends which are accomplished are all Atma. Everything is Atma. Everything is Brahma. All that is, there is only Brahma. So all duality is negated in Jnana Kanda. In Karma Upasana Kandas, duality is accepted. Doership and enjoyership accepted, duality is accepted. Whereas in Jnana Kanda, doership and enjoyership are negated, karakas, accessories are negated, duality itself is negated, plurality is negated, only non-duality is revealed. All that is there is absolutely Brahma or Atma. And Atma alone is Satyam. Other than Atma, whatever is here is as though Mithya. Completely two different teachings. What does it mean? The entire Veda Shastram is one whole book. One Shastram, one whole Shastram consists of two textbooks. Okay? The whole Shastram is one Pramanam. Ekam Pramanam. The whole Veda is one absolutely valid, independent means of knowledge of the truth. The entire Veda is Pramana Granthaha. This one Veda Shastram, which serves as one Pramanam, presents two texts, two books. Books are different, of two different subject matters, but it is considered to be one Pramanam. Why two books? Because, which I discussed long ago, Anubandha Chatushtayam, don't forget. If Anubandha Chatushtayam is the same of all the books, how many other books are there? All those books belong to one Shastram. Ishavasya Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, Kathopanishad, Taittri Upanishad, all these Upanishads are different textbooks. Different textbooks belong to different Vedas. Still all of them come under the category of one Shastram. Why? Anubandha Chatushtayam of all these Upanishads is the same. Same Vishayaha, same content, same subject matter, same adhikaris, the eligible candidate, the purpose, the benefit, the same subject matter is the same. For whose sake the teaching is presented is this same. This Vishayaha Adhikari Phalam Prayojanam Sambandha, this Anubandha Chatushtayam, the four factors involved in the textbook are the same of the various books. There were all those different books, different texts, having the same Anubandha Chatushtayam come under the category of one Shastram. Whereas the karma upasana kandas, the Anubandha Chatushtayam, the fourfold factors, Vishayaha the content, Adhikari the eligible student, Phalam or Prayojanam the benefit, and the Sambandha. Anubandha Chatushtayam of Karma Kanda is different from the Anubandha Chatushtayam of Jnana Kanda. The first part and the later part. So Anubandha Chatushtayam of Karma Upasana Kandas is the same. Anubandha Chatushtayam of Jnana Kanda is different. Therefore what? The two different Shastrams in one Pramana Grantaha. One book serving the purpose of being a means of knowledge consists of two Shastrams. Shastrams are two, but both together constitute one valid, independent means of knowledge. Means of knowledge. Therefore, what? We have this difference. The Karma Kanda accepts the duality and anything, everything which is negated in Jnana Kanda is accepted in Karma Kanda. Therefore, what? This is the fact. So, Purapakshi thinks both must be acceptable. If entire Veda Shastram is one Pramana Grantaha, one book serving the, which serves as a means of knowledge of the truth, means of knowledge is a Pramana Grantaha, then both portions of the Veda Shastram must be accepted. If both must be accepted, means what? Both doership must be accepted, and if it, both the teaching of both portions must be accepted, your karma and jnanam should be combined, then the entire Veda Shastram is considered as a means of knowledge. Suppose, if the Jnana Kanda, if the doership is not accepted, enjoyership is not accepted, and it will be negated, all accessories are negated, then what happens? Karma Kanda becomes negated, rejected. Only Jnana Kanda becomes accepted. Which means one of the two, both the portions do not become important. One portion alone considered to be presenting the real teaching, other portion is becomes considered to be presenting some incorrect teaching. So the Purapakshi's doubt must be what? How is it possible that one Veda Shastram consisting of two Shastrams presenting two different subject matters which serves as one Pramana Granthaha present incorrect teaching and correct teaching simultaneously together? The whole Shastra must be teaching, presenting only the corrected teaching. One portion of the Veda Shastram presents incorrect teaching, other portion of the Veda Shastram presents correct teaching. If you say, how can such text, such work be considered as a Pramana Granthaha, a means of knowledge? It means we do not have any reverence for the Shastram. In fact, there's one particular Nyaya. It's called Ardhajari Nyayaha. Ardhajari Nyaya means, according to this Nyaya, it is said that one side of the body, half of the body becomes old, half of the body remains young. Is it possible? The whole body should become old or the whole body should remain young? Half of the body remains very young, half of the body becomes old. So then the person has to see the doctors at both departments to take care of his old, the old side of the body. He must go to geriatric department and he must approach another doctor for another part. It is not practical. It is not possible, isn't it? So he says, if we, Purapakshi's view, it's all not given in the Bhashyam alone. We take it also from the other Tikakaras. Just as we cannot accept that half of the body has become old, half of the body remains young, this Ardhajari Nyaya is not possible, acceptable in the same way. We cannot say one Veda Pramanam presents two different teachings where what is accepted in the first part becomes negated in the later part. What is negated in the later part is accepted in the first part. Therefore, there is contradiction with this Shruti. Therefore, this what is his view? So he says what? Vihitatvat karmanam Shruti virodha. There is contradiction. There is contradiction of the Shrutis, the first part, the karma, as the all the karmas prescribed in the Karma Kanda enjoy the status of being prescribed by the Veda Shastram, the Karma Kanda. Therefore, there is contradiction. What is the contradiction? One Pramanam cannot present correct and incorrect teaching simultaneously. Okay. Yadi உபமிருத்ய கர்த்ராதி காரக விசேஷம் ஆத்மைகத்வ விஜ்ஞானம் விதீயதே சர்ப்பாதி பிராந்தி விஜ்ஞான உபமர்தக ரஜ்வாதி விஷய விஜானவத்து பிராப்தா கர்ம விதிஸ்ருதீனாம் நிர்விஷயத்வாத் விரோதா. I'll repeat again. The compound words, the sentence are different. They sound a little difficult for you to understand, but it's okay. But what is important is you have to understand the content, teaching here. யதி கர்த்ராதி காரக விசேஷம் உபமிருத்ய ஆத்ம ஏகத்துவ விஜ்ஞானம் விதீயதே. வாட் ஹி சேஸ், இஃப் நெகேட்டிங் உபமிருத்யம், இஃப் யதி இஃப் உபமிருத்ய ஹேவிங் நெகேட்டட் கர்த்ராதி காரக விசேஷம், ஹேவிங் நெகேட்டட் ஆல் தி காரகாஸ் சச் அஸ் டுவர் எக்ஸெட்ரா, ஆத்ம ஏகத்துவ விஜ்ஞானம் விதீயதே. ஒன்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஒன்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி, ஆத்ம ஏகத்துவ விஜ்ஞானம், knowledge of the oneness of the reality implied by the term Atma is brought to light or it is revealed. Knowledge of the oneness of the reality is revealed only after having negated all these karakas such as doer, etc., all these accessories involved in performing actions such as doer, etc., then what he says, karma vidishruti nam nirvishayatvat virodaha, then there becomes contradiction. Shruti virodaha, there becomes virodaha. Then there comes the contradiction. There comes the opposition. What contradiction here? If we say, the Sarpadi will explain again, wait. Karma vidhi shruti naam nirvishayatvat virodaha. Karma vidhi shruti naam means what? All the mantras of the Karma Kanda which prescribe the rituals. Karma vidhi shrutayaha means the mantras of Karma Kanda which prescribe, which ordain the rituals. Karma vidhi shrutayaha. In what now? The Karma Kanda mantras which prescribe, ordain the rituals. All those mantras of Karma Kanda prescribing the karmas, we have the status of being meaningless. Nirvishayatvat. Meaningless means what now? They present some incorrect teaching. If it is said, yadi kartradi karaka visesham upamrudya atmekatta vijnanam vidhiyate tarihi karma vidishruti naam nirvishayatvat virodaha. Then what happens? All the karakas are negated in order to reveal the fact of the one knowledge of the oneness of the reality and reveal the fact of oneness of the reality. Then all these karakas are prescribed in the Karma Kanda become negated. Upamruddeva. If all the karakas are negated, then rituals also become negated. Then all the shrutis, the mantras of the karmakanda become negated. Then they do not present any proper subject matter at all. What they teach is incorrect teaching. What they present is incorrect teaching. Therefore, there is contradiction. It is not possible for us to reject one part of Vedashastram, one part of the Pramanam to be incorrect. One portion of the Pramanam, considering one portion of the Pramanam to be incorrect or negated, is not appropriate. Therefore, there is contradiction. And he says, he gives example. Sarpadi Bhranti Vijnana Upamardaka Rajvadi Vishaya Vijnanavati Virodaha Praptaha. Okay, what he says, just as Rajvadi Vishaya Vijnanavati, the knowledge of the rope, knowledge of the objects such as rope, etc., becomes revealed by negating the sarpadi bhranti, the confusion, the erroneous perception of snake, etc. Sarpadi bhranti vijnana upamardaka rajvadi vishaya vijnanavat. See, rajvadi vishayaha, the snake, etc., the rajvadi rope, etc. etc. means what? The many examples are there. One example is rope snake example. You can say she shell example. We have many other examples. We mistake the rope for a snake. And in our perception, snake alone is real. Why do we mistake the mithyar snake, the non-existent snake, unreal snake to be a real snake? Because we mistake the rope for a snake. Because error in the perception. But just because we do not know what is there is rope. So Raju Agyana, because of the ignorance of the rope, mistake the rope for a snake. And we suffer the problem of mistaking the rope for a snake. What happens in discovering the rope? When we negate the snake as mithya, you say there's no snake at all. Snake is as though. So sarpadi bhranti. Bhranti vijnanam. Bhranti vijnana upamardaka rajvadi vishya vijnanavat. These are just as knowledge of the rope being rope becomes revealed by negating the erroneous perception of the snake. Similarly, here, that is how we say what? The duality is by negating the duality, by negating the erroneous perceptions, by negating the doership and jarship, by negating all these karakas. The non-duality is revealed. Non-duality is revealed. Non-doership is revealed. Non-duality is revealed. If it is said, then what happens? Karma vidhi shruti nam vishayat nirvishayatvat. Then the whole, if the whole karma kanda becomes something negated as something which doesn't present any useful teaching. It has no content. Karmakanda becomes something which doesn't have any content, useful content. So Karmakanda becomes completely rejected. Therefore, there is Virodaha Praptaha. What does it mean? In one whole Shastram, one whole book consisting of two Shastrams, serving as means of knowledge, cannot present half right teaching, half incorrect teaching, half correct teaching. Therefore, this is something not acceptable. Vihitanicha karmani. Karmani vihitanicha. And all the rituals have been prescribed in the Karmakanda. Sahacha virodaha na yuktaha. Such contradiction. Saha virodaha. Sahacha virodaha. And such contradiction is not appropriate. What is contradiction? Karmakanda accepts whatever is negated in the Jnanakanda. So Jnanakanda negates everything that is accepted in the Karmakanda, which means one Shruti Mata presents both correct and incorrect teachings. Such contradiction, that is something contradictory. Such a contradiction is not appropriate. Why? He says, Pramanatvatu Shruti Nam. Pramanatvatu Shruti Nam. All the mantras of the entire Shruti, entire Veda, the whole Veda, together serves as a Pramana Grantaha. The entire Veda consisting of Karma, Upasana, Jnana, Kandas, together, entire Veda has the status of being the means of knowledge. When the entire Veda Shastram enjoys the status of being the means of knowledge, how can we accept the Jnanakanda's teaching as real, Advaitam as real? How can we reject Dvaitam, the Karma Upasana Kanda's teaching, as Mithya? Iti chet. If such a question arises, what is the answer? So Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to say the next answer is going to come in the next sentence. Have you understood the content of this objection? Understanding the objection itself is very important. Vihitatvat karmanam shruti virodha iti chet yadi upakartradi karaka visesham upamrudya atma ekatva vijnanam vidhiyate sarpadi bhranti vijnana upamardaka rajvati vishaya vijnanavat karma vidishruti nam nirvishayatvate virodaha praptaha. Karmani vihitanicha sahacha virodaha na yuktaha sacha virodho na yuktaha. Shruti nam pramanatvat iti chet. Okay, pramanatvat shruti nam. Shruti nam means what? Shruti nam means of all the mantras of entire Veda Shastram, the mantras prescribing, the rituals, mantras teaching values, mantras teaching disciplines, mantras insisting values, mantras prescribing varieties of rituals, mantras revealing the nature of the Atma. So all the, I told you already, mantras present what? Lot of karmas. Vikita karmani, patashiddha karmani, nishiddha karmani, kamya karmani, paischitta karmani, kamya karmani. All the karmas are prescribed. Mantras prescribing karmas. Mantras of karma upasana kandas. Mantras prescribing the manasa karma. So, upasana kanda mantras. And the mantras revealing the nature of the reality. Later on. And we have also anuvadavakyani. So many, we have statements. Varieties of it, all the Shruti Vakyani constituting the entire Veda Shastram, all the statements of all the mantras for the entire Veda Shastram enjoys the status of being the Pramanam, means of knowledge. Therefore, karma vidyashruti nam nirvishayatvat virodha praptaha. If we say half of this Vedama Shruti presents the correct teaching, half the Shruti presents the incorrect teaching, or half the Shruti teaches, says Advaitam is Satyam, and half the Shruti presents Advaitam is Mithya. How can one Pramanam present two teachings? This is the question here. Shankaracharya gives the answer. What is the answer? Na. Got it? Na. No. There is no contradiction. Na means what? No means what? No, there is no contradiction at all with any of the statements of Veda. There's no contradiction at all. Yes, entire Veda Shastram, where Dvaitam is a entire Veda Shastram, having the first part where Dvaitam is accepted, later part where Advaitam is accepted, both are what? Both sections present the teaching. The entire Veda Shastram serves as a Pramanam, no doubt. There is no contradiction at all. So the Purva Bhaga of the Veda serves as an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, whereas Uttara Bhaga, later part of the Veda, serves as a direct, means of the attainment of jnanam. So both parts together, Purva Uttara Bhago, both parts of the Veda together serve as a Pramana Granthaha. There is no contradiction at all. Okay. And he says what? Purushartha Upadesha Paratvat Shrutinam. Very important sentence. I want to memorize this sentence. Purushartha Paratvat Shrutinam. Purushartha Upadesha Paratvat Shrutinam. What does it mean? Shrutinam Purushartha Upadesha Paratvam Asti. Shruti Nam in what? All the mantras of the entire Veda together have the status of presenting the teaching for the attainment of the absolute end. Purushartha upadesha paratvat shrutinam. All the mantras of the entire Veda together have the status, together enjoy the status of having the priority, having the teaching for the attainment of moksha as the priority. All the mantras do have the priority. What the priority of all the mantras? All the mantras have ultimate aim. What one priority is? What is the priority? Shrutinam upadesha paratvam asti. All the shrutis, all the mantras uniformly have teaching as their priority. Teaching for the attainment of the absolute end. Purushartha upadesha paratvam paratvat shrutinam. There's no contradiction at all. Even though in Karma Kanda, all the mantras where rituals are prescribed, karmas are prescribed, accepting the duality, accepting the doership, accepting the karakas, the aim of the purpose, the aim of the Veda Shastram is what? To enable a person become eligible, qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Veda Mata is thinking of the well-being of her child. The aim is to help every human mind become prepared for the attainment of jnana. Having the focus on the mental preparation of the human being, Shastram accepting the human perception of duality, Shastram understanding the human mind's emotional problems, Shastram prescribes the karmas. But ultimately, what is the aim of the Shastram? The Shastrams, all the mantras uniformly have teaching as their priority, teaching for the attainment of the ultimate goal. The priority is what? Enabling a human being accomplish the ultimate goal. So, Purushartha Upadesha Paratvat Shrutinam. Okay. Vidya Upadesha Para Tavat Shrutihi. Very nice. Vidya Upadesha Para Tavat Shrutihi. Tavat Shrutihi. Tavat Shrutihi. Shrutihi Tavat. Shrutihi Tavat. Vidya Upadesha Para. The Shruti's ultimate aim, ultimate priority is what? Teaching, imparting the knowledge. The ultimate priority, ultimate aim of the entire Shruti is imparting the knowledge. Vidya Upadesha Para Shruti. Shrutihi Tavat. Vidya Upadesha Para. You can memorize this sentence. Vidya Upadesha Para Shrutihi. The entire Shruti, the entire Veda Shastram, indeed, has the imparting of the knowledge as its priority. சம்சாராத் புருஷா மோக்ஷயித்தவ்யா, சம்சாராத் புருஷா மோக்ஷயித்தவ்யா இதி சம்சார ஹேதோஹோ அவித்யாயாஹ வித்யா நிவ்ருத்திஹி கர்த்தவ்யா இதி வித்யா பிரகாசகத்வேன ப்ரவ்ருத்தா இதி ந விரோதஹ. இஸ் எ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் சென்டென்ஸ், நாட் காம்ப்ளிகேட் சென்டென்ஸ் லைக் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் ஒன். வாட் ஹி சேஸ், ந ந விரோதஹ. டேக் தட் ந அண்ட் ந விரோத், நோ நாட் அட் ஆல், தெர் இஸ் நோ கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் அட் ஆல் with any of the Shruti statement. Why? Because he says the entire Shruti has importing of the object as this ultimate priority, because samsarat purushah mokshayitavyah, human being must be liberated, must be helped to be liberated from the bondage of samsara. Samsarat purushah mokshayitavyah. See, mokshayitavyah, a human being must be liberated from the bondage of samsara. Iti thus samsara hetoho avidyayah வித்யா நிவத்தி கர்த்தவியா, வித்யா அவித்யாயாக நிவத்தி கர்த்தவியா, ரிமூவல் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் மஸ்ட் பி டன் ஒன்லி பை நாலெட்ஜ். வித்யா கர்த்தவியா, கர்த்தவியா வித்யா கர்த்தவியா, நிவத்தி கர்த்தவியா. Elimination of ignorance, avidyayaha nivrittihi, vidyaya kartavya. Nivrittihi stilinga shabda. Avidyaya, avidyayaha nivrittihi, vidyaya kartavya. Elimination of ignorance, removal of ignorance must be done by knowledge. Why? Because avidya is the cause of samsara. A person must be liberated from the bondage of samsara. And the cause of samsara is ignorance. In order to free a person from bondage of samsara, the cause of samsara must be removed. Samsara ஹேதோஹோ சம்சாரஸ்ய ஹேதுஹு அவித்யா. தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சார இஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ். சம்சார ஹேதோஹோ அவித்யாயாஹ நிவ்ருத்திஹி வித்யா கர்த்தவ்யா. தி ரிமூவல் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சார மஸ்ட் பி டன் ஒன்லி பை நாலெட்ஜ், ஒன்லி த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். தர்பை a person must be liberated from samsara. Therefore, vidya prakashakatvena pravrutta. Therefore, the whole Vedic Shastram is here for what? Vidya prakashakatvena. The entire Shruti has begin its teaching from the beginning. The teaching is come only having the status of being the revealer of the knowledge. Vidya prakashakatvena, having the status of being the revealer of the knowledge, having ultimately revealing the knowledge as the ultimate goal, ultimate priority, the Shastram has proceeded. Therefore, na virodaha, there is no contradiction at all. Is it clear? Okay. So, purushartha upadesha paratvat shruti nam, you can make a proper sentence. Shruti nam purushartha upadesha paratvam asti. Vidya upadesha para. Shrutihi tavate vidya upadesha para. Samsarat purushaha mokshayitavyaha iti. சம்சாரஹேதோஹ அவித்யாயாஹ நிவ்ருத்திஹி வித்யயா கர்த்தவ்யா இதி வித்யாபிரகாசகத்வேன ப்ரவ்ருத்தா இதி காரணதஹ ந விரோதஹ. He says, even though Shruti, Karma Upasana Khandas, accepts the human being's perceptions, everyone has perception, duality, doership, everything. Even though it presents the teaching, the ultimate aim of the Veda Shastram is that human being must be liberated from bondage. And for him to be liberated from bondage, all that he needs is jnanam, because the cause of samsara is ignorance. In order to remove the ignorance, the cause of samsara, all the person wants is jnanam. Therefore, the ultimate aim of the Veda is to reveal that knowledge. Vidya prakashakatvena pravrutta. The whole Veda Shastram is here ultimately to help a human being discover the truth. Helping this to human being attain knowledge, revealing the knowledge, imparting the knowledge is the ultimate aim of the Shruti. Therefore, there is no contradiction at all. There is no Ardhajari Nyaya. It is not possible. Evamapi kartradi kara kasadbhava pratipadana param shastram vrudhyate it eva iti chet. Okay. So Shankar Bhagavad Pada has answered his question, but still Purva Pakshi has another question, which you will see tomorrow. Is it okay? Is it clear? Even though that answer, we have to understand, what is the answer? Karma Upasana Khandas present the teaching actually to help a human being become prepared for receiving the teaching. See, sometimes if the teaching is done, the person is not ready, the teaching will go above the head, isn't it? One must be ready. The readiness actually, at a very young age, even the child who is 10-year-old, 5-year-old, who is brilliant brain, child has brilliant, intelligent brains, he understand. But even though he is a very brilliant child, still at the age of 5 and 7, he cannot be taught the advanced mathematics or advanced physics. He has to grow. We have to wait for the child to grow to be able to understand the teaching of that level. One thing, okay? And even if the person is grown up, but has never done any study at all, he never studied mathematics at all, then he cannot be allowed to go and sit in the degree classes because he's 18 years old. He cannot stay, I'm 18 years old, so let me go straight away, go and sit in the university class, university, and degree class. I never went to school, but if he says, then he cannot be eligible. Therefore, here the teaching is, one must be eligible. Because the touch, and one must be able to digest the teaching. One must be able to see the fact of there's no I. It's a very painful thing, you know, that to understand this abstract fact that there is no such thing called I, absolutely. This is a fact. We see, okay, understand, accept anything as mithya, mithya, mithya. But to say there absolutely there is no such thing called I, absolutely, is just the manifestation of knowledge. What is that absolutely is just this abstract, formless, indivisible truth. It is losing oneself. Very frightening for an immature person. That's why one needs to be adequately mature to understand much subtle fact. For which one needs time also. One needs time for one's emotional maturity. One should not, you know, get this, one cannot get this jnanam overnight. Therefore, the insistence is there's no contradiction. Yes, whole Veda is one pramana grantaha. It does present two different shastrams. First shastram is for preparing the mind, and second shastram is for understanding the truth. The ultimate aim of the shastram is to reveal the teaching, reveal the nature of the reality. Is it clear? See you tomorrow, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So I'll see you all later in 1 hour, 15 minutes.